Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Bernie Pinsenot, political analyst. Bernie, happy new year and welcome to the show.
Hey, happy new year to you. Glad to be with you.
So, Bernie, there's a lot of talk in the aftermath of the election of the House Speaker, Hakeem Jeffries and others, talking about bipartisanship, but yet not one Democrat broke ranks, including our two own Congress folks, to vote for Mike Johnson as the Speaker of the House. All of that bipartisanship commentary kind of rings hollow for me.
Well, it should, because the Democrats are not going to give them a vote. They don't operate that way. They haven't in the last 30 or so years. There's nothing wrong with it. That's the path they've chosen, and they pretty much stick to it. You have to give them credit. They stick together. The Republicans primarily stuck together on this vote, but Democrats stick together. Remember the famous quote, I use it a lot, by Barack Obama when he told John McCain, losing has consequences. Well, the Democrats lost, and let's see if the Republicans treat them as such with consequences. And here in Louisiana, you look at our legislature, Democrats losing really doesn't have a lot of consequence. They're still committee chairman, and they've still this and that. But in Washington, that's the way they operate. Some people don't like it. Some people say we need less partisanship. But unfortunately, no. Yeah, we'll see how Republicans can govern. Remember, the voters, you ask people in being a pollster, do you think Congress can function? No, it can't function. It's a total mess. But do you like your congressperson? I think he or she's doing a great job. I tell people all the time. So people complain about D.C., but they like that their congressman or woman votes party line. So, it's the way it is, but you don't expect any partisanship. There may be bills that come up where it's obvious that these are popular, that they find something to agree on, but don't expect, I don't expect a lot of it.
Yeah. It just, I don't know. I mean, it wasn't like Hakeem Jeffries was going to win as the Speaker of the House. We have two Democrat elected Congress people that it would seem to me, the interests of the state would trump no pun intended, would trump the interests of a party. But I guess that's not going to happen.
Well, Trump is the ultimate phenom in the world of politics in Louisiana. I mean, nobody's ever dominated a state in in the presidential election as he did. I mean, remember, he got more votes in the first time he won the presidency, or maybe it was the second time when he lost, but he got more votes total himself than Rusponi and Edwards got total in the governor's race. So, yeah, he's very popular in Louisiana. He dominates pretty much, you know, if you're involved in politics in Louisiana, whether it's Jefferson Parish or Calcasieu or any place else, most of the Republicans are pretty much Trump supporters. If they're not, yeah, they probably didn't get reelected.
Yeah. So where do we go from here? I mean, you know, we hear all of this chatter about this, and obviously with this slim margin that we have in the House, Trump takes office. Well, actually, let's talk about this first. Today, January 6th, certification of the election. I think the last four, maybe five presidential elections, there's always been folks going to the mic suggesting that we should not certify this election, both Republicans and Democrats. I think this is going on right now, actually, in D.C. I'm curious whether anyone goes to the mic and say we should not certify this election.
Well, you can do that, but what purpose would it serve? I mean, Trump didn't just win the Electoral College. He won the popular vote, and the Democrats were so sure that he wasn't that they wanted to change the Electoral College. They wanted to make it a popular vote. But one of the things that happened was Trump won the popular vote, so there wasn't a split as far as the American electorate on, you know, a majority. He got a plurality, but he still won the overall popular vote. So that really doesn't apply. That was discussed a lot in when he won the first time. I think that the Republicans, you know, whether you like it or not, they have this mandate now, and Speaker Johnson had to have a lot of help from Trump to win this speaker or to keep it. I think it depends on their legislation, though. You know, I think if they can get behind some legislation that is meaningful, does something about bringing down the cost of living, bringing down energy cost, ramping up more law enforcement in the cities, more trust in the FBI, more trust in government in general, then you'll see the public opinion numbers for the Congress and the president all improve. When the country is sort of more united than it is, you'll see Democrats and Republicans join hands and pass legislation as meaningful. We just don't have that. The country's so divided now. And that's the challenge that Trump has, is to pass legislation and get most of the electorate behind him with solid, successful passing of legislation that actually does something. You know, we can't keep spending money like drunken sailors. The FBI, you have to say, failed us miserably as far as the terrorist attack in New Orleans. I guess they're starting to figure it out, but all of those things are symptomatic of, you know, the United States doesn't have a lot of confidence in its government, and that's why they chose Trump. They wanted somebody that would shake things up and try new and different ways.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Interestingly, one of the major concepts of President Trump's platform was drill, baby, drill energy. And Biden announced this morning that he will ban new offshore oil and gas drilling in more than 625 million acres of federal water under the 1953 Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act. Are they not getting the message?
I think he's on a revenge. The last few days will be punishing whatever he can, punishing whoever and whatever he can, doing just the opposite of whatever he can that's popular right now, or whatever the Republicans deem is important. He's doing whatever he can to throw up roadblocks. I'm sure there's some Democrats that like that, but it certainly doesn't help overcome what I just discussed, which is the American electorate in survey after survey just doesn't have a lot of faith and confidence in the government that it's going to solve problems. Well, being energy independent is one of them. I mean, that electric cars are wonderful, but they're not exactly catching on. We don't have the automobile manufacturers are having a hard time with it. And by the way, if you take away the $7,500, some of boys, yeah, we need alternative energy. But at the present time, we don't have that luxury. The people he gave the Medal of Freedom and Honor to, everything he can do right now to, like, thumb his nose at Republicans, he's obviously on a mission to do that. Noel, it's just so obvious.
And I guess that's why it's reflected in these polls that we're thinking about party over country. I mean, you know, if you elect somebody, as you said, both the Electoral College and the popular vote, and that is one of the cornerstones of his platform as it relates to energy independence. And then here on January 6th announces the banning of offshore oil and gas drilling, new offshore oil and gas drilling in 625 million acres. Yeah, you know, obviously with the public things, nobody really cares. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm completely frustrated by any of this. Well, and it goes both ways. I've been critical of Republicans, critical of Democrats. I mean, this is craziness what we're dealing with.
Well, that's why you have people turning away from the belief that government is a solution. Government doesn't fix problems the way we expect them to. Government, Justice Department, the military, all aspects of the budget that we're funding, the election showed. Look, you can sit there and talk about a lot of things about Trump and a lot of things that you and I would agree on that he does that we would like him not to do. But yeah, all of those things that he does and doesn't do didn't matter to the public. They just wanted a different direction, whether he's been indicted or whether he's been accused of this. No matter what the charges against him were, the vast majority of people in the United States voted for Trump because they wanted something different. Now, he's totally different, but he did walk around saying, I'm going to fix the problems, instead of, while they were talking about Trump, he was talking about fixing problems. So there is a cry out by the voters in the United States that government isn't working the way they would like it to work. They don't see it fixing problems, that law and order, all of the what you would say is the most important issues that face America today. The public spoke loud and clear that they may not like all aspects of Trump, but they believe that he will do a better job to fix the problems. Now, they're placing a lot of trust in him, and he has about a year and a half to get as much accomplished as he can. After, you know, all presidents, after 18 months or so, they start running out of energy. Hopefully he can even change that, but it's very important the first year that he accomplished a lot as far as the government and do something about problems that remain unfixable, like the debt, like printing money, like inflation. Those are things that the public expects results from elected leaders, and you and I know as watchers of this for a long time, we just don't see it. We don't see it the way we expect it.
Well, the value of delay tactics, obviously, when you know you have a one-term president because he can't run for a second term, and a lot of folks did not, still to this day, don't realize that, becomes increasingly valuable for Democrats, right?
Well, that's one of the things that, of course, the Democrats will do, block anything and everything. The longer they can delay him having any type of success, the more he'll be bogged down in minutiae and controversy. They're counting on the Republicans not to get their act together. They're counting on the Republicans to make mistakes. They're counting on the Republicans to continue with the infighting. So all of those things are on the table for Democrats, and they're not going to. You know, there are a lot of people out there that will agree with what I'm saying who are Democrats and don't like Trump. They expect him to be the resistance. They expect him to stop changes that he wants to make that is against their agenda. So all of those forces are working against Trump, and they're not any lesser than they've ever been. What you and I think is that on his second attempt at running the government, he's a lot smarter on what works and what doesn't work and who you can trust and who you can't. Those are the things that we think we're seeing with cabinet appointments. But it's going to take all of that and all the skills and all the Republicans pulling together. The Democrats don't have zero problem pulling together when they win. They pass pretty much what they want and get what they want, but they stick together, where the Republicans, you know, sit around arguing about minutia details instead of looking at a big picture. And that's the big question that we'll find out in the first 90 days of the Republicans in power.
Bernie, you've been around a long time. When we think about DOGE, the Department of Governmental Efficiency, I'm a little concerned that that may end up being a big distraction in many respects. Your thoughts?
I think it's how you try to accomplish it. The word waste is easy to apply to any type of spending. It depends on, you know, what you're spending it on and who gets it and who doesn't. I think they have to have the scope fairly narrow, and I think they have to go after things that produce money where there is a consensus that this isn't needed. It's outdated. The money, you know, you can't justify it. Taking on all of the government probably is what you're worried about, because there are so many functions that the average person doesn't understand the ramifications of cutting it. So when you're talking about cutting government waste or cutting the fat, it's not that easy. It's very difficult. You hear a lot of talk of that in Louisiana, but with the Republicans in charge now, I haven't seen in the last year the governor has a committee now to look at fraud, waste, and abuse, and hopefully they'll find something. But during the last session, the Republicans didn't give a lot of discussion about cutting the budget. The same thing applies to Trump and him. I think you need to limit the scope, and you need success to show that it does help, and then you take on new targets. But you can't take a big approach, because, as you know, having worked in government, you can talk about any kind of spending as wasteful, but it depends on who's getting the money. Yeah. As to what interest group is going to fight you. Correct.
Right. Show me the money.
Show me the money.
For sure. As always, Bernie Pensinat, truly appreciate your time, your insight. Thank you so much for joining us today, and have a great week.
Okay, Noel. Thank you. Talk to you all later. Have a great new year.
We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870. When we come back, we'll visit with Arthur Hardy. editor and publisher of the Mardi Gras Guide. We'll talk about potential changes to Mardi Gras from a security perspective. Stay with us.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.